on, we live in a crazy, chaotic, and confusing world. I mean, if you were God, how would you keep track of it all? Would you even bother? And when it comes to those little problems, even the big problems, in the lives of people like you and me, well, where would you find the time and the energy to deal with those? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective, as we take a look at this amazing God whose eye is on the sparrow. And do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's also called Taking God at His Word. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you live your life standing firm on the promises of God. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss it. I'm so excited to be with you again today. Here we are at the end of another week. I don't know how your week's been, but mine have been pretty busy. In fact, you look around at all of the things that are going on in our lives, the kind of wider community and globally, 6.5 billion people, and it just seems like utter chaos. I was in India a few years back where a billion of those people live, and the crowds and the poverty and the chaos, they were kind of sad and exciting and mind-blowing all at the same time. I mean, if you were God, how would you cope with all of that? You and I can't because we're not God. We're flat out coping with our own little quarter of the earth. We see the high-profile, prominent people in the world, and somehow we get this idea, well, God would notice them, but not me, not in all this chaos and noise. God would notice Billy Graham or the Pope or the President or Bono, but not me. What do you think? When you ask people a question like that, what you discover is that there are two ways of knowing the answer. One is in your head. One means that we can recite the answer. One means that we can even argue it. Maybe I can quote the scripture verse and say, no, that's not true. God knows all of us. I can know that in my head. But the other way of knowing is in your heart. If you know it in your heart, you live by it. If you know it in your heart, it makes a difference to the way you see the world. Well, what about you? If I asked you, does God notice and care about and help little people like you and me, what would you answer? Would you know it in your head or would you know it in your heart? There's plenty of people who know the answer in their heads, but far fewer who know it in their hearts. Well, if God is God, of course He notices each individual. Of course He cares. That's one way of knowing it. But do you live your life knowing it? Do you know it in your heart that it's true of God and you? When fear comes your way, when adversity comes your way, when uncertainty comes your way, when disappointment comes your way, does something in your heart say, it's okay, because God is in this place with me? Is there a quiet, beautiful voice breathing into your spirit saying, I love you, don't be afraid, I love you, don't be afraid? If so, you know it in your heart. If not, you don't. Jesus knew that we need to know in our hearts that God knows what's going on in our lives, that God cares about what's going on in our lives, that God can cope with what's going on in our lives, that God is not surprised with what's going on in our lives. Jesus knew we needed to know that. He was talking to some of his followers when he said this, listen, don't be afraid when I go. Persecutions are going to come your way. When I go, things are going to get tough. People are going to try and kill you and they might harm you. Don't be afraid of those people. And I'm sure the people he was talking to said to themselves, well, Jesus, that's easy for you to say. You seem to be able to do all these amazing miracles. Really easy for you to say that. But what about us? I wonder what those same people thought when they saw Jesus hanging on the cross. And he said, look, think of it this way. Look at these two sparrows. What are they worth? What do you reckon, a penny? That's what they sell them for at the market. Yet not even one of them is going to fall to the ground without God knowing about it and without God being controlled, and not one. So, said Jesus, in God's eyes, what are you worth? More than these two sparrows, do you think? Well, people answered, of course we're worth more than that. And Jesus said, absolutely you are. He even knows how many hairs you have on your head. Even the hairs you have on your head are counted by God. So stop worrying. Now, this is more than a metaphor. Do you know how many hairs you have on your head? I've got to tell you, I have no idea. Maybe you're lucky and you're bald and you can tell me exactly how many hairs you don't have on your head. But I'm not, and I wouldn't have a clue, but God does. God knows every detail of our lives, yours and mine. how many hairs we have on our head, the things we're good at, the things we're not, the things we're scared of, the things inside of us that need healing, the challenges, the fears, the hopes, the dreams, the adversity. God knows each one, and He knows it better than we do. Isn't that exciting? Doesn't that make your heart go, nothing in my life is hidden from God? God doesn't miss a thing. God has an eye for the detail that we can't begin to imagine. I love how Jesus talks in pictures. I love it when He talks about these two sparrows, and you look at those sparrows and you know that if God is God, I have to be worth so much more than those sparrows. And then He says, if these two sparrows can't drop from the sky without God noticing, how much more do you think God notices every little thing that happens in your life? Don't be afraid. God doesn't just hang around the superstars. God hangs around with you. Whenever it's tough, whenever it's scary, whenever people come against you, whenever there's a battle, God sees that. God is in that place. In the middle of that, God knows who you are, who I am, what we need better than we do. Jesus said of Himself, if you want to know what God's like, look at Me because I'm Him. So when you read in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John and those four gospel accounts, the historical records of Jesus, and you see Him touching the leper, you see Him standing up for the prostitute, you see Him protecting the woman caught in adultery, you see Him healing the sick, you know what He's saying when He's loving those little people? This is what God's like. This is how much I care for little people like you. He didn't hang around with the religious leaders. He didn't hang around with the political leaders. He hung around with little people. Have you ever read one of those Gospels beginning to end, Matthew or Mark or Luke or John? I dare you to. It's about 2 to 3 hours to read one of them from beginning to end. And I dare you to read one like a book from beginning to end. And when you see Him doing those things, He's saying to you and me, here and now, 2,000 years on the other side of the planet, this is what I'm like. This is what your God is like. Come to Me because you are worth so much more than those sparrows, than the mountains, than the oceans, than the seas, than the planet, than the universe to Me. You're worth more than all the stars in the heavens to Me. I know what's going on in your life. I care. I want to be part of that with you. I believe God wants us to know that in our hearts today, you and me, here and now, have you heard? Have you heard Him whisper in your life, I love you so much. No matter who you are, what you've done, what life's done to you, how good, how bad, how happy, how sad, how wonderful, how horrible you are and your life is, today, here and now, God wants you to know something in your heart. Not only does He love you, not only did He send Jesus to die for you, He knows everything happening in your life and mine. He wants to be a player. He wants to help. He wants to love. He wants to heal. He wants us to have peace when we have no right to have peace. He wants us to have hope when we have no right to have hope. He wants us to have joy when we have no right to have joy. He wants you and me to know that in our hearts. And my prayer for you is that right now, this very minute, God's Holy Spirit will drop this truth into your heart forever and ever. Before we part ways, there's something important that I'd like to share with you. Following Jesus means going against the flow in a society that's increasingly headed in the opposite direction. That's not easy. It's not easy to believe in the promises of God when the world's telling you that they're not true. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Taking God at His Word, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live your life standing firm in the promises of God. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to actually help you think through and apply the Word of God right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.